It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and all the way down in Charlotte, North Carolina, happens to be one Meredith Summers. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Andy.
Where are you and what are you doing?
Well, I am currently outside of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Believe it or not, there is a Hall of Fame for NASCAR, and directly in the intersection in front of it are, I would say, about 100 protesters. People might remember them as the occupiers from all over the country, currently occupying the intersection blocks from the convention.
No NASCAR drivers in that mix, just a bunch of protesters, huh?
No, yeah, haven't seen Earnhardt or Gordon or anybody like that. Nope, just occupiers with a tent, and I would still say more police than anything.
Yeah.
But no park police, no park horses this time. Just a lot of bicycles and officers looking bored and unimpressed.
Yeah, I saw some of that myself down in Tampa last week. Does it look as if they've bathed recently, or is this,
Well, from what I've heard, and take this with a grain of salt, because I was joking with a couple officers on the way, they said, because the park that they're in is much larger than McPherson, and they have a fountain, and there was clothes, like, lined up along fences as if they had bathed in the fountain. So I think it's not as ripe as it was at the end of Occupy D.C., but there's still a couple choice odors around.
Now, have you managed to talk to any of them?
Yeah, and actually, you mentioned Tampa. A lot of them have come from Tampa. They're just sort of on a circuit trying to get their voice out there because there's so much media down here. But it's interesting. This time, there's the umbrella of corporate greed and government power, but it's sort of dispersed into, you know, still veterans against war and missile use and women against war, that kind of thing. There's a bunch of different people all pulling in different directions.
Yeah.
And even that, remember that one guy who used to wear the boot on his head, Vermin Supreme from New Hampshire? He just showed up, too.
So
that's the kind of character is this today.
Wow, a regular celebrity has arrived. A celebrity protester, yeah.
Yeah, use celebrity in quotation marks.
Yeah. How close can they get to the actual convention center?
Well, this is sort of the interesting kind of sexy part of it is that they have a free seat section, which is, oddly enough, inside of a gated fence blocks down from the convention. So, you know, even those loudest of drums that everybody heard in D.C. when they were walking up and down K Street, you probably couldn't hear them. I mean, they're blocks away from really a lot of the action, which is, you know, sort of their problem. But, hey, it's free speech. Why can't we free speech wherever we want?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Down in Tampa, they really didn't receive a whole lot of media coverage. Are you more or less by yourself over there? You have a lot of other members in the media.
Yeah, a lot of members. We still outnumber the occupiers with police probably 2-1 at this point.
All right. Now, as you mentioned, security's as crazy as ever.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what is your plan for the afternoon? Just to hang with them?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll shower at some point again, and yep, hang out with them and see what happens. They're the chief of police down here, Chief Monroe, he came by and said, you know, yes, technically what they're doing is illegal, standing in the middle of the intersection, but yeah, it's one of the roads that's sort of been closed down anyway. And he says, right now they're just peacefully sitting, and you know, they're taking up our intersection, but they're not hitting anybody, they're not throwing anything. So we're in no rush to move them. So we'll see what happens as the day progresses and more important people start coming into the city. But right now, like I said, it's a lot of everybody standing around with their legs locked, watch what happens.
Yeah. You know, weather could be a factor from what I understand later in the week. The DNC is already talking about moving that outdoor event scheduled for Thursday night at the stadium to an indoor venue because of weather. The protesters aware of what may be coming?
Well, you know, everybody, as I'm talking to you now, the skies are getting kind of dark, and there's supposed to be rain every day this week. But as we all know from Occupy DC, I mean, it doesn't matter what the weather is. If anything, it makes them look a little bit more pathetic in the sense of, oh, let's feel bad for them when they're standing out here in their T-shirts and shorts and it's pouring rain. Although it's about, like, 80 degrees with, like, 120% humidity. So, if anything, that'll probably feel good for everybody.
Yeah. Politicians, anybody come by to talk with them?
You know, besides Vermin Supreme, there's been a couple of curious delegates kind of scurrying by. But it's mostly, I mean, they've really got the whole intersection now blocked off almost entirely on each side by the cops. And they're letting them sort of into that free speech area if they want. But it's really cops, media, and protesters at this point.
Yeah. Any NASCAR fans trying to get into the museum?
I haven't seen any of those yet, but I'm sure they'll, when they come by, I'm sure we'll hear their complaining. Because, yeah, you have to, there's gates up everywhere now just because they know the First Lady's coming in and everybody else. So you can't go get too far in Charlotte now unless you got a badge on.
Yeah. I know when we were in Tampa, we had to stay like a million miles away from the downtown area. How about you? You sleeping in a tent with those people? Or you?
Oh, God. No, yeah. Fortunately, no. Thankfully, the Washington Times is treating me well. But it's a bit of a walk. They gave us free pedometers in our swag bags. And so we've sort of got a friendly competition going on who's been walking the most. And all the photographers are pretty well up there. Although now that I'm wandering with Occupy, I'm doing pretty good. So that's sort of the game we're playing now. Trying to see the bright side of having to walk so far.
Yeah. All right. So you're covering the protesters now, but will you be going over to the venue tonight?
I'm going to try to go over a little bit here and there. I mean, this is my first one, so I'd like to see the site. But I know we'll be here for Occupy for a little bit, and then, all the delegates are getting into town and big speeches. So if I can finagle my way in, I'm definitely going to go see what's going on.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Keep me posted as to any new developments down there. And if we have any more celebrity protesters show up, please call me.
All right. Sounds good. We'll send a lot of soap.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. See you. Meredith Summers live from Charlotte, North Carolina, the scene of the Democratic National Convention.